Today, our reality check with our online partners, Honolulu Civil Beat, looks at why wait times for mental health services in the University of Hawaii system are so long. Reporter Eleni Gill joins us this morning. Hi there.
Aloha. How's it going?
You know, when I read your article, I was really shocked that folks are waiting sometimes up to a month.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty surprising. It can be weeks to months. What we found was that it could be 60-plus days to actually sit down with an assigned therapist at the University of Hawaii Manoa campus. And so that's the wait time, and that includes both waiting for an intake interview where they understand your issues and who might be best to see. And then it can also, you know, take another month. So this would be, you know, up to two consecutive months in a row to see that assigned therapist who can help you.
All I could think of was, gosh, if as a parent and, you know, my child was going to a school where they had to wait for services for that long, I would be kind of mad. I would be angry.
Yeah, right now, I mean, the backlog can fluctuate, right? It depends on the time of the school year. There's more pressures and demands and stressors. The backlog at University of Hawaii at Manoa, for example, right now it's about 60 people. It can be as high as 80 people on that wait list. But I do want to mention, you know, they do ensure that anybody having an urgent emergency will be seen. Their operating hours are from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And so if you walk in, they have something called the blue line. And if you need to see someone, they will make that happen. But the director of the counseling center at UH Manoa did tell me that just last week they had three cases that were their blue line urgent emergency cases. And so that's three emergencies simultaneously. You know, what do you do as a counseling center? You have to be a bit creative. And it's tough when, you know, you might be understaffed, and they have eight psychologists full time right now at the Manoa campus. Community college campuses might only have one for the entire student body population, which can range from 2,000 to 3,500 kids. And the extreme example of that, right, is Leeward Community College, which has 6,500 students. And their position for an on-campus psychologist or mental health counselor has laid vacant for about a year.
And what happens to the students who, you know, have a crisis after 4 o'clock?
They have other resources. I mean, they have counselors and residents at Manoa who help out. But otherwise, it's kind of unclear. And psychologists told me at multiple campuses that they're very concerned that the wait list is discouraging people from coming in. And when I looked at data provided by the university as an entire system, it looks like only about 2/3 of students actually end up showing up to their appointments by the time they come around. And one psychologist at the Manoa campus looked at his own scheduling and found only about 1/3 of students ultimately came up and so came to see him. And so in some cases, the counseling centers do offer outside referrals. There are other providers. They take a look at the student's insurance and try to see if they can match them with somebody outside, but that's not always a feasible option for students.
If they have a number of no-shows, I mean, does that help the backlog?
No, because they have such a backlog, and they keep on, the center director was saying that they try to triage the cases, and they try to keep tabs on this wait list and try to see everyone as soon as possible. And so it's a little bit unclear, though, when these no-shows happens, what actually occurs. I assume that, you know, maybe they can reach out to the next person on the wait list, but it could be wasted time if the student does not end up showing up, and there's plenty of other folks on the wait list who need to get that help.
Well, I know your article talks about how there is an ask for additional money to deal with this problem, so hopefully they're successful.
Yes, they're requesting $2.65 million from the legislature this upcoming session. And that would add more full-time staff, not only at the Manoa campus, but multiple community college campuses and University of West Oahu, for example, whose psychologist and his part-time counselor are taking on the Leeward Community College demand as well. So they're seeing their 3,000 student body plus the 6,000 at LCC on both campuses. So okay, we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Eleni.
Mahalo.
That was reporter Eleni Gill with today's Reality Check. You can find her stories at civilbeat.org.